I forgot the last semester we had made up that Tuesday would be our earliest year. Anyone wants to continue that? Yeah, okay. All right, so let's try to do Tuesday at 12. Yeah, so we saw Tosfos understood Rashi. That Yud Ches Chodesh, Rabbi Shmuel, Yud Ches Chodesh by Beis Aval, Gimel Chadashim Rishayna, Gimel Chadashim Vachayna. So Tosfos said, Pirsha Kuntris, that it means, he doesn't quote Rashi verbatim, he says, Mitoch Pirsha Kuntris Mashma, that they have to have, and those Gimel Chadashim is Riyah and Xira. So the Gimel Chadashim, each Gimel Chadashim begins with the Zriyah and ends with the Xira. Tosfos says, ain't Taima that you could have as we experience such a short amount of time. And then, if he said, what's Pei Rav and Pei Rezuta? The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon, if people argue with Pei Rav and Pei Rezuta, you're going to have to learn that Pei Rezuta needs Peiris that can, that from the Zriya to the Xira could be 1 month. And that's Lechor, that's a step, that Lechor has to be a spasta, like the Gemara Med Bezin, wants to instantiate something that could grow from beginning to end in 1 month. The Gemara talks about a spasta, so Pei Rezuta must mean a spasta, and that's Taka, the Rashbam learns as fast. What about Rashi himself? Well, what's the lesson of Rashi himself? Rashi says, "Stay Beis Aval." Rashi says, "I'm stepek to make sure that no isa peris elapam achas b'shana cheskasu kiyum shana ve'en esrichem yom leyem umay cheskasu Rabbi Shmuel leyem shleish shechadosh shemachreinim shleshana rishayna ve'shleish shechadosh rishayim shleshana achreinim ve'em tzoyi shleima sheish. And that, now we come to the main thing. Sheyesh hamimarim l'zroya l'fnei Rosh Hashanah. There are those who are mimaher to be zireya before Rosh Hashanah. Most people apparently are zireya after Rosh Hashanah. The harvest is in this. But most people are zireya after Rosh Hashanah. But some people are zireya early. They're zireya before Rosh Hashanah. Now, right away, there's a deek here. I mean, if you're talking about Zeruya and Ksira, the chiddush, the really novel thing about these people is not that there's Zeruya before Rosh Hashanah, it's that they're Kaitzer before Rosh Hashanah. I mean, the Zeruya might be early, but the Ksira is really early. You know, 3 months before Rosh Hashanah, that might be early to be Zeruya, but it's even earlier to be Kaitzer, because the Ksira is not supposed to be till Nissan. Rashi doesn't mention that. Yesha Memarim was early before Rosh Hashanah. Became in Shechs Baksoif Shon Rishon Gimel Chadoshim. Yesh Le Eidim Shezor Baisim Gimel Chadoshim. Again, not a word about Ksira. He was a Reya early, and there's Eidim Shezor Baisim Gimel Chadoshim. Rechain, the Gimel Chadoshim Rishonim Shalachreino. And likewise, in the Gimel Chadoshim Shalachreino, what's Rechain? Rechain what? In the Gimel Chadoshim Shalachreino, it's also, there's also what he just said before, what's the antecedent of Rechain? What he said before, the Chayra, Sheish Li Eidim Shazar. Yesh Li Eidim Shazar in the Gimel Chadoshim of the Rishayna. V'chein, in the Gimel Chadoshim of the Achayna, Chayra means to say, he has Eidim that he was Zerei. That's not enough. Don't you have to have Eidim? What about the Ksira? Gimel Chadoshim Shal Achayna, need to have it. Eidim that he was Zerei after Nissan and that he was Kaiser 3 months later. And what do you mean, big gimel? He was Zerei, big gimel. Harei is the chesed gimel shonam ritzufes. Shein lechodem harei es chaveri shezerei es sedei olecho priyosim l'shonam v'shaisik. Again, he keeps omitting to mention the ksira. Ein lechodem shaharei es chaveri shezerei es sedei olecho priyosim l'shonam v'shaisik. Focus on the Zerei. Person wouldn't be Reyes Chaveri. The Marukama wouldn't allow that the Machzik should be Zereya a Prihos Lashon of Ishaisik. Why is he only talking about the Zriya? It's like this thing in Rashi, he doesn't want to talk about the Ksira. L'chayra, it's Mashman Rashi. It's a tremendous, I don't even know how to put it together. But L'chayra, the Mashmos in Rashi is, that Rashi learns, the Rashi doesn't have that. There's this thing that he's doing in the Gimel Chadoshim of the Rishayna and the Gimel Chadoshim of the Achrayin is just as real. The whole notion that this is an accelerated thing, that he's doing it from the Zriya till the Ksira is only 3 months. Yeah, that Taisa says, and Taimur, then in 3 months you could have a whole Gidl. Rashi not entertaining that. What he's doing in the three, you can't be Zerayin Kleitzer, so you can't be Zerayin Kleitzer in 3 months. And maybe even if you could, but it's not Kedemachas Kienshi. The thing that he's doing in the Gimel Chadoshim with Nehru Shishonah, he's being Zerayin in the Gimel Chadoshim with Nehru Shishonah. And in the Gimel Chadoshim after Rosh Hashanah, he's of the last year, he's been Zerah. For those 3 months, he's Zerah. And Rashi holds that that's a Chazaka. She'en l'chodom, I raise Chaveri, she's Zerah pre-Hos L'shanah v'sheisek. The Emma says, I think it's also, we'll have to think this too, what's exactly, how does this play out? What's the whole case? How many xeris are happening, or how many crops are happening? It's very not clear. But that certainly seems to be Mashmaris and Rashi. He doesn't say a word about the xeris. He's in the Mare Lizroya Gimel Chadoshim with Nei Rosh Hashanah. Moreover, I think there's another deal. When is the Rosh Hashanah that we're talking about over here? When is this? Again, I'm a summit of a portion that there's no particular date that you have to choose to be the Rosh Hashanah. You have to have Yud Chesedish. You can take whatever Yud Chesedish you want. And the Rosh Hashanah will be after the 3 months. That'll be the Rosh Hashanah of your Chazok. Right? You're not tied to that it has to be Dafka, you know, Tishrei, or it has to be Dafka Nisan. Uchayr, the Pshutay. Yud Ches Chodesh, there's no mention over here that it has to be any particular Yud Ches Chodesh. So when Rashi, Tosfos, when they talk about Nisan or Rosh Hashanah, it's an arbitrary date. But you see, that when I say Tosfos, the arbitrary date that Tosfos talks about is Nisan. Gimel Chadoshim Kaidin Nissen, Gimel Chadoshim Acha Nissen, and then from Nissen to Nissen is the Emtsois. Rashi chooses as his arbitrary date Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah Chayim means Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah and Tishrei. Why did Tosfos? Now, I'm not saying it's not Gimel Lahalocha because I don't. I think you can have whatever Rosh Hashanah you want. You want to do Kislev to Kislev? Have Yudchas Chodesh Gimel Chadoshim with Ben Kislev, Gimel Chadoshim after Kislev? Maybe you could do that too. Yeah, you know, the wheat has to grow. It's probably not going to work so well, but halachically, if you're in a climate that it's amenable to that, Mustama, that's also Yud Ches Chodesh. Doesn't say anywhere that it has to be Dafka. But Rashi, but Tosfos muscles it out. He instantiates it with Nissan, Kaidim Nissan, and after Nissan. And Rashi instantiates it with Rosh Hashanah. I think it's Meduyuk. Why does Tosfos choose Nissan as the Rosh Hashanah for this Yud Ches Chodesh? Why not Kislev? Why not Rosh Chodesh Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah? We call Rosh Hashanah. Why does Tosfos do it on Nissan? No big lumbas. What?
Matthias.
You know, you want to be Zerayah B'Kaisi, Gimel Chadoshim before the Rosh Hashanah, whatever Rosh Hashanah we're going to choose. Gimel Chadoshim, you're going to be Zerayah B'Kaisi, Gimel Chadoshim before the Rosh Hashanah. Gimel Chadoshim after the Rosh Hashanah. The time to do that is in the spring. Some in the middle of the winter, it doesn't work. The normal Ksir is at the end of the winter. And this is the beginning of the Kotzer. Continuing to Shavuos. But That's the tikkun in the springtime. That's when the harvest is. The harvest is in the spring. So you want to have Gimel Chadoshim for Zriya and Tzira, Mistama. So the normal thing is to be Zerei at the beginning of the winter, and to be Kaiser beginning Pesach time. That's the normal. I think I'm not a farmer, but I think that's the normal thing. This guy's doing it. He's doing Zriya and Tzira in Gimel Chadoshim. No, Mistama. It's not going to. It's going to be around Nissan. Gimel Chadoshim before Nissan. And Gimel Chadoshim after Nissan, and at that you could have a. So that's what Tosfos Moshel Zerois with Nissan. Rashi Moshel Zerois in Tishrei. The Gimel Chadoshim is Gimel Chadoshim Kainim Tishrei, Gimel Chadoshim after Tishrei. If Rashi meant that you're being Zerei of a Kaitzer, so to be Zerei of a Kaitzer before Rosh Hashanah, I don't know, it's a big chiddush that you could do that. I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but I think also it's an indication that by Rashi it's just as real. So Sriya could be before Rosh Hashanah. Sriya could be after Rosh Hashanah. The normal Sriya is, let's say, I think the normal Sriya is at the beginning of the winter. After Rosh Hashanah. It's before Rosh Hashanah. Yesh ha-mimarim l'Sriya gimel chadoshim kaidim Rosh Hashanah. That means most people is Sriya after Rosh Hashanah. Because you're Zareya at the beginning of the winter, before the winter, in the fall. You're Zareya before the winter, and you're Kaiser after the winter. So the normal thing is to be Zareya after Rosh Hashanah. The Yesh Shemimarim L'Zareya Kainim Rosh Hashanah. That's forget. That's why Rashi chose Rosh Hashanah. Because the normal time to be Zareya is after Rosh Hashanah. But Yesh Shemimarim L'Zareya Gimel Chadoshim Kainim Rosh Hashanah. He doesn't say a word about... So that's why he chose Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is the Zman Azriya. After Rosh Hashanah, the Zman Azriya. But this guy was Zareya. He was Mamar Azriya. Gimel Chadoshim Kainim Rosh Hashanah. And then in the Gimel Chadoshim Achrayinu, he was also Zareya. After Rosh Hashanah. That's the normal thing. The last year he did the normal thing. The first year he did a premature thing. He was Zareya before Rosh Hashanah, Gimel Chadoshim. And then the last year he was Zareya, Gimel Chadoshim after Rosh Hashanah, which is actually the normal time for Zareya. And in both cases he has Edom that he was Zareya. And Ein Lecha Adam, Sharoya is Chaveyo, is Zareya pre-Oshad L'Son of Ashaysik. And with that it's a Chazok. I think if we take the L'Son of Rashi seriously, it sounds to me like Rashi holds that with this guy, it's not three crops. He's certainly not harvesting three crops. He's Zareya Gimel Chadoshim Barish Kaidim Rosh Hashanah, which is a Mimarim L'Zareya. When is he Kaidim that wheat? Rashi doesn't say. Stomei Kippei Roshoi in the normal time, in Nissan. And then the Gimel Chadoshim after Rosh Hashanah, he's Zareya again. I think he has just one and a half crops. He has the crop, he has the wheat that he's Zareya. I didn't bring the marker, but I mean, we don't really need a marker. It's not so complicated. He plans Gimel Chadoshim before Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, when you blow Shaifa. Gimel Chadoshim before Rosh Hashanah, he plans. He harvests Pesach time in the normal way. And then after Rosh Hashanah, he plants again. Gimel Chadoshim. I don't know what takes Gimel Chadoshim exactly. You know, what exactly takes up the Gimel Chadoshim? Taisus this guy. Well, if you're Rashi, I don't know. But during the Gimel Chadoshim after Rosh Hashanah, he's Zareya. And that's it. That's enough. That's Chazaka. Because since Ein Lecha Adam Harei Yizchaveir Zareya Priyos L'Shana V'Shaisik. And certainly, Ein Lecha Adam Harei Yizchaveir Yikaitzer Priyos L'Shana V'Shaisik. So that counts as three Chazakas. The Zareya, with the Ktsira, with the three, with the Zareya. Each one is a Maisa. We saw in Taisus also, that Zareya is a Maisa Ba'am. The Emes we saw already in the Reed, such a... Not so radical like this, but we saw already in the Reed the notion that Zareya could be a Maisa Chazaka. Because Tyson learns the last year all you do is Zareya. You never get to the harvest. Tyson's the first year, all you do is Yukaisa. Tyson has three crops, but the Reed holds you don't have to be Zareya because you're all three crops. The first crop you just do a Ksira, the middle crop you do both, and the last crop you do just a Zareya. So we already saw in the Reed that a Zareya could be a Maisa Chazaka all by itself without a Ksira. But in Rashi, I think it says even more that if you have a Zriya and a Ksira, it's Mishkach's love. They can have a Zriya and a Ksira, and the Zriya is one Maisa Bailam, and the Ksira is another Maisa Bailam, and that's two Achilas. Because Ein Lecha Adam, Arayis Chaver, Zerayi Priyos L'Shonah V'Shaisen. Maybe. I mean, that's maybe. Maybe we don't have to. It's pretty Mechudish. Maybe we don't have to go so far. Maybe we could say that the Olam, it's a very big Chiddush to say that with one crop you get two Achilas. The Zriya is an Achila and the Ksira is an Achila. I don't know, maybe that's a bridge too far. So I wouldn't be upset if we toned it down a little bit and we said he was Zareya Gimel Chadoshim before Rosh Hashanah. And then he was Kaitzer sometime in the winter. And then he was Zareya Gimel Chadoshim. In other words, maybe we could make it that it's not to allow a Zriya and a Ksira to count as two. He was Zareya Gimel Chadoshim Kaitzer Rosh Hashanah. We don't care when the Ksira was. And then he was Zareya B'Kaitzer in the middle year, and he was Zareya in the last year. And the point is that since Ein Lecha Adam Arayis Chaveir is Zareya Priyos L'Shana V'Shaisik, that counts as three. It counts as three Achilas. Now, here we have to understand why, if we're going to say it like that, if the first Zareya had its own Ksira, so why does Rashi fixate on the Zareya? Ein Lecha Adam Arayis Chaveir is Zareya. There was a Ksira too. So why does Rashi focus on the Zareya? The answer is, this is also what we talked about yesterday, without which this whole, what I want to propose in Rashi is mamash not tenable. We saw yesterday, Shitas Rashi, and the Rashi also in this Nekudah, is that the Gimel Achilos, Rabbi Shmuel, that the Gimel Achilos, even though the Gimel Achilos of Rabbi Shmuel, are Gimel Achilos of a pre-Osu L'Shonah. It's not divorced from the concept of the year. That's why you need Yudchus Chodesh, the Rashbam said later by Eretz Sufim. Now, why do you have to have Yudchas Chodesh? Why not have Gimel Chadashim in the first year? Why not have Gimel Chadashim, Gimel Chadashim, Gimel Chadashim? So what did the Rashbam say? Why not have 9 months? I'll have Gimel Chadashim, Gimel Chadashim, Gimel Chadashim. Rashbam's a different sheet that he did. The Gimel Chadashim was really with the Tzira. But he asked, why not do it in 9 months? So what did the Rashbam answer? Ritzufin, you need Ritzufin. He says, what do you mean Ritzufin? So you have 9 months Ritzufin. Why is that an answer? If you could do it in 9 months, so you say, have 9 months Ritzufin. The answer is, that was posted by the Rashbam, that the three Achilles have to be in three separate years. You can't have two Achilles in 1 year. It's not a priyos, unless by an orchard, by a stayun. But in a stay, in a soda that's kol peyrat, that kol peyrat enu, kol tem perek echot, you can only have one Achille per year. So, the Rashbam and Akashat, so do a Zriya Nixira in 3 months, take a vacation. The first year, do a Zriya Nixira, then take a vacation. Come back, have another Zriya Nixira in the middle year, and then have another Zriya Nixira in the last year. So the Rashbam said, no, it's lax in Ritzufim. But Kaponim, we saw that from that Rashbam when it emerged. And Rashi also is Meramis, that Rashi also used the word Ritzufim. That you need Yud Ches Chedish Ritzufim. See, we saw from there that each Achille has to be in a separate year. Even in Rabbi Shmuel, each Achille, even though it's Gimel Achilles, but each Achille has to be in a separate year. You don't need 36 months, but you have to have an Achille in the first year, Achille in the middle year, and Achille in the last year. So Rashi holds that Be'etzem, you don't need a Ksira. Azri is also a Ma'aseh Chazak. Azri is also a Ma'aseh Chazak. What I need is that I should have three, could be Azri, could be a Ksira, could be, I need, Azri is also an Achille. It's also a Ma'aseh Chazak. But I need the three events. I need three machod, triggering events, that should happen in three separate years. So therefore, in the Gimel Chadoshim of the Rishonim, you have a Zriya. So that's my machod, triggering event in the first year. In the middle year, I probably have a Zriya and a Ksira, some in the middle year. So, but it doesn't matter. You know, I could have 10 machod, triggering events in the middle year. It's one year. You know, in 1 year, you only get one, it only counts for one. So in the middle year, I have only a Ksira, depending on, I'm not sure what happened to that first Riyah. You know, that first Riyah that you did 3 months before Rosh Hashanah, when did you harvest? Sometime after Rosh Hashanah, or Nisan? I'm not quite sure what goes on there in the middle year. Rashi doesn't really explain. So, maybe it's, I don't think it's so terrible. Maybe it's not a Ksira. Maybe all I did was a Riyah three months before Rosh Hashanah, a Ksira in Nisan, and another Riyah in the last year. Each one is a machad triggering event, and each one is happening in a separate year. Because it's 18 months, it's spread out over 12 months as a year. So at the end of the first year, I did Azriya. In the middle of the first, in the middle year, I did Ksira. Rashi doesn't spell it when, it doesn't matter. In the middle year, I did Ksira. Again, that's it. I don't think that's so terrible. Maybe we should take it all the way to the end, in for a penny, in for a pound. It doesn't matter that I get in Chanami, I get from one Zeriah and one Ksira, from one harvest, I get two Achilles. Why? Because they're happening in separate years. Since I have 18 months, it's spread out over 18 months. 18 months is 3 years, because it's the end of the first year, the whole middle year, and the end of the, and the 3 months is enough to be considered a year. So I have three, I have in the first year I did a Zeriah, in the middle year I did a Ksira, in the last year I did a Zeriah. And since each one is an Achad triggering event, so that's cool that I have two or three Achilles and I have Chesed Gimel Shana. I don't know where to start. Let's just go from left to right. Yeah.
Why are we calling it an Achille?
Dennis, I don't know if it's looking. Where's the Lashon of Achille? We keep calling it an Achille. Does the Gemara call it an Achille? This lashon Gimel Achilles. Came in the Ochlet Lashnin. Ochlet Lashnin doesn't say the word Gimel Achilles. Does Rashi ever use the word Gimel Achilles? What?
The purpose of your Zriya is left.
Doesn't say it's an achila, it's a reya lecho. Maybe it means like near or something, where you're not doing it for the purpose of consumption. It has to be zereya lecho. The trigger of the machol, it has to be zereya lecho. If you're just doing near something that's not lecho, then that the Bailam don't care about. But zereya lecho, that triggers a machol. But I don't know, maybe Gimel Achilles would be a misnomer according to Rashi. It's Gimel. Gimel's Riyah. It's Gimel. I mean, you see clearly in Rashi. I mean, this much we saw in the Ri. You know, let's not get caught up in the Lashon HaMechila. We already saw in Tosfos. The Ri holds that his Ri also counts. The last year, all you did was his Ri. So we already saw in the Ri that we know it doesn't necessarily have to be a Ri by itself. Could be a Ma'aseh Chazak. So that we already have a Chavit Rashi. But by the Ri, it was posted that the first year it's a Ksira. I don't know what would be Lefi Deri. What would be Taka Lefi Deri? It's an interesting question. What would be Lefi Deri if you were Zerea the first year, the Gimel Chadoshim, you know, Gimel Chadoshim Bereshayna, instead of being Kaitzer, you were Zerea. Gimel Chadoshim before this, and you were Zerea. And then, let's say you keep the Chidoshim here to a minimum. And then after this and some time you were kites that. And then that's the Gimel Chadoshim Bereshayna. It was a rei Gimel Chadoshim Kaidim Nissen. You were kites sometime later. Then the middle year you did Zeri and Ksira. And then Gimel Chadoshim after Nissen, you were Zerei. It's basically the Ri's case, but I'm just changing one thing. That instead of the first year only doing a Ksira, the first year all you did was Zeri. Zriya by itself could be a chazak going to the Riyah in the last year. That's what you do. Gimel Chadoshim Bechayin is a Zriya, and then it gets harvested later on at the end of the year. So would that be good according to the Riyah? I really need a marker. What? What?
I assume it depends what you're doing prior. As long as you're doing Sunday, you're doing the second Sunday prior, you would not see.
I'm saying, the way the Riyah said it was that you did a Tshira B'Kaidim Nisim. What? No, no, it's okay. The way the Ri said it is, just tax people's imagination. The way the Ri said it was, Gimel Chadoshim before Nissan, you were Kaitzer. Why does it have to be Kaitzer? Do Azriya. You see, the Ri allows Azriya for a Chazok. So why not? Why did the Ri have it that you were Kaitzer in the Gimel Chadoshim Bereshayna? Because Zoyre in the Gimel Chadoshim Bereshayna.
Would Azriya be Bisman before Nissan?
Oh, so that's the only thing. Maybe in the Ri it won't work because the Ri might hold. That it has to be bismano. You know, we talked about that. You know, what does the Ri do with the kasha of Tesla's Chaydish? You could do it in 15 months. Rashi doesn't have a kasha because Rashi only needs 3 years. 15 months is never 3 years. You can't divide up 15 months to be 3 years. You have 3 months and 12 months, and it's not 3 years. So the Ri had a kasha. Why not do it? The Tosha had a kasha. Why not do it in 15 months? So what's the answer for the Ri? We said, well, maybe since it's not bismano, you need a chiluk hashuva b'em. So, or we said, we don't even have to say that. You say if it's not bismano, it's no good at all. So you have to. Bismano kotzer is in nissan. So if you're going to be zerei gimel chadoshim before nissan, when's the ksira going to be? When's the ksira going to be? I mean, the zerei is not bismano. You zerei. No, that's not terrible. The zerei is bismano. You see, the last year the zerei after nissan is bismano. But if you're going to be Zerea Gimel Chadoshim Kaidim Nissan in Bereshayna, then when's the Ksira going to be? This man is only Nissan Haba. You're not doing Nissan Haba, you're going to do it after. I don't know, it could be, I'm not so sure. The Metzias here, I'm a little bit confused in the Metzias. There are just variables that we have no way of knowing. But at least it's possible that we hold that you have to do everything Bismana. And Bismana means to be Kaitzer in Nissan time. To be Kaitzer in Nissan time. And maybe the Zeri also has to be Bismana. So if you're going to be. Well, at least the Ksira has to be Bismana. You have to do everything Bismana. So if you're Zerea in the first year, he's imagining everything happening is happening Bismana. Everything happening Bismana means that you are being Zerea before the winter and Kaitzer after the winter. So the first year, the Bailin was Zerei before the winter, and you were Kaitzer at the end of the winter, Kaitem Nissen. The middle year, you were Zerei before the winter, and you were Kaitzer by Nissen time. And the last year was Zerei after Nissen, that's still before the next winter. And the Bailin after the winter are Kaitzer. So maybe the Ri holds that you have to go with the natural cycle of nature. But Rashi, who's Bechana talking about Nissen, he's talking about Tishrei. So maybe Rashi holds that, and maybe Rashi, you know, maybe Rashi even agrees you have to do everything bismana, but Rashi don't matishrei, not nissen. So to be zoreya 3 months before Tishrei is maybe that's called bismana. Yesha mimarim zoreya. Rashi says yesha mimarim zoreya. Why does yesha? It's normal. Yesha mimarim zoreya. There are people who zoreya gimel chadoshim before Tishrei. So that's a ma'isa chazaka. And then after Nissan, apparently there are people who also zoreya after Nissan. Why are people doing zoreya after Nissan? Any idea? It's pretty early to be zoreya after Nissan. Yesha mimarim zoreya. That's like very early to be zoreya. Gimel chadoshim before Tishrei is what. This Tamuz Abel, and this guy's been Zoreya Nissen. That's like even more Memarim, a little bit strange than Rashi. When Rashi, the first year, Rashi explains, what's the guy being Zoreya Gimel Chadoshim before Rosh Hashanah? It's a little bit strange. Rashi's apologetic. Yesha Memarim Zoreya Gimel Chadoshim Chayvim Tishrei. He gets to the last year, and the guy's being Zoreya after Nissen. And then Rashi doesn't apologize. Why is he being Zoreya right after Nissen? Like, that's a lot of Memarim Zoreya. It's not this month until after Rosh Hashanah to be Zoreya. And a little bit strange to me. Why in the last year Rashi doesn't even apologize for the Yesha Memar and Mizraya. He's being Zoreya. Oh no, I'm making a toys. I'm making a group of toys. I keep forgetting. Rashi's going from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So the normal time to be Zoreya is after Rosh Hashanah. And that says in Rashi, the normal time. I wouldn't know about that. But it says in Rashi, the normal time to be Zoreya after Rosh Hashanah, but Yesha I'm a marrying Gimel Chadoshim Kain Rosh Hashanah. So the first the Gimel Chadoshim, the Gimel Chadoshim Rosh Hashanah means Yesha Mimarim Zoreya. He's a Rei Gimel Chadoshim before Rosh Hashanah, which is people do. Then the middle year actually doesn't say. So again, I'm not sure exactly what's supposed to happen in the middle year. He's just Kaitzer and Nissen, and he gets like from that one crop he gets two Ma'aseh Chazaka, because he had his Ria in the before Rosh Hashanah and he has a Tzir in Nissen time. That's the passage in Rashi. That's the passage in Rashi. If we wanted, we could say, if that's too far to swallow, so then we could say, no, he's kaitzer sometime in the middle of the winter, the crop that he planted before Rosh Hashanah, and then he plants another crop, and that's what he's kaitzer in this. And so we'll have separate crops for each ma'isa chazaka. I don't think that's the passage in Rashi. I think the passage in Rashi, if we're already going, we're following Rashi's words wherever they lead us. So the passage just in Rashi's words, is that he's in Mahal Zroya Gimel Chadoshim. He's not Mimar Litzer. It doesn't say anything in Rashi that this guy was Mimar Litzer. He was Mimar Zroya. That's all he did strange. Everything else he did normal. So he was Mimar Zroya Gimel Chadoshim before Rosh Hashanah, instead of waiting until after Rosh Hashanah. The Ksiri did normal, Nissan time. And then next Rosh Hashanah, he planted after Rosh Hashanah. That's Mamash normal. Don't normal people plant after Rosh Hashanah. So he planted Gimel Chadoshim before Rosh Hashanah. He was Mimar Zroya. He was Kaiser in Nissan. He was Mezereya after the next Rosh Hashanah. And Rashi holds, that's Gimel Shonim. That's called three Maisa Chazokas in 3 years. He did a Maisa Chazokas Zriya in year one. He did a Maisa Tzira in year two. A Maisa Zriya in year three. So if I think it only makes sense, Rashi Lishitosoi, if we have the approach, like Tosfos, that according to Halacha Yosha, the main thing is Achilus. Gimel Achilus. And it has nothing to do with Shonim B'chal. So then, how can a Zriya and a Gzira count as two Achilus? It's one crop, but that counts as two Achilus. Very strange to say that. But what makes it two? So why don't you say that the Nichush and the Mashka and the Gzira make everything into a separate Achilus? You have a Chazaka. I water the plants, that's one Maisa Achilus. That's one Maisa Chazaka. I plow the field, that's second Maisa Chazaka. I harvest the field, it's a third Maisa Chazaka. So every field, it can be Machzik in 3 days. You don't even need 3 months. You do a little bit, maybe, you know, you do a little bit... That's about a loyal adas. You need three achilas. Three achilas has to be three crops. But Rashi holds it's not three achilas. It's three years. Not in Rava's sense that you throw out your star after 3 years. You don't need 36 months. But you need to do a maisa of a Maisa Bailim in a Prihosu Alam, a Maisa Bailim for the sake of Lechel Prihosu Lashana, to be, for example, Zareya Prihosu Lashana. So to be Zareya Prihosu Lashana is a Maisa Chazaka. To be Kaitzer Prihosu Lashana is a Maisa Chazaka. And to be and again to be Zareya Prihosu Lashana is a Maisa Chazaka. And if you spread it out over three, and if you do them in each one of those in a different year, because the Zri did it at the tail end of the first year, the Tziri did it in the middle of the second year, the last Zri did it at the beginning of the third year, that's called, you did three Maisech, that's three Negichas. It's three Negichas in 3 years. Yeah, it's very Mechudosh, I understand why Tosis never entertained this. It's very Mechudosh, especially since L'chaira, what generates the concept of 3 years, even going to Hoch Yushu, we can't walk away from Hoch Yushu. So even if we say it's totally in years, we explain why it's totally in years, because the Achilas are totally in the natural cycle of a year. Pre-Osi L'Shana. So the fact that it's a in a state alone, you could do it in less than 3 years. You don't think you could do the whole thing in 1 year because this. So, I'm not being so clear, but the point is, there's a thing here that's a little bit hard to swallow, because l'chayr, even if you're asking the Rashbam that Hoch Yushu also have a concept of years, they have a concept of years because it comes out of the fact that there's a natural cycle of years, like by a Dekel Naira. By a Dekel Naira is half a year. Dekel Naira produces two crops a year. So its year is half a year. Right? So we saw in a Dekel Naira, the year of a Dekel Naira is, at least according to the Rabban Rishmul, the Rabban Rabdon, which is according to Rashi's Hoch Yushu. In a Dekel Naira, a year is half a year, because that has a very fast cycle. Well, if you're going to allow Zriya and Ksir both to be used independently, that the Zriya accounts for one in the end. So why don't I say that every crop of wheat is a Dekel Naira? Because you have the Zriya, and then half a year later you have a Ksir. So why don't you say that the year of a Stei Lovinus is half a year? Because if you can divorce the Zriya from the Ksir, I think the answer is because the natural cycle of wheat is still a year. And a normal person is Zareya after Rosh Hashanah, and he's Kaitzer and Zareya in the same year. So a normal person is Zareya and Kaitzer in the same year, and people don't normally spread it out. So normally Zareya and Kaitzer in 1 year, and therefore the year of the Chazok is totally in three Achilas in 3 years. You don't need 3 years to do it. You don't need 36 months. But you need to do three Achilas. Achilah I'm using loosely. Zareya could also be called an Achilah. But you need to do three Achilas, three Lechel Priyos Lashana, three Maisa Bailim to produce fruit. Zareya Lechel Priyos Lashana, we'll call that an Achila. You need to do it in 3 separate years because that's the natural cycle, is a year. So you have to do a Lechel Priyos Lashana in the first year, a Lechel Priyos Lashana in the second year, a Lechel Priyos Lashana in the third year. A normal person, normally, most people, that would be three crops. But this guy was Mimar Lizroya. If you're Mimar Lizroya, then you can have a Zriya, you can have a Zriya in year one, so that's and you can have a Ksir in year two, and you can have another Zriya in year three, and that's three Maisa of Eilach Odom Arias Chaver Zriya Lechot Priyos Lashana. And since it's happening 3 separate years, it counts for Yud Ches Chodesh. Anyway, it's Torah Mechudosh Shemayim, but the Lashonis of Rashi certainly a Mashma this way. I believe in following Rashi's Lashon. Never mind if it makes sense. That's what it seems to say in Rashi.
According to Rashi, why doesn't the time in between the Tzira in the middle year and the Zriya in the third year, why doesn't that remove your Tzifas?
Right, so that is called Ritzufin. That's called Ritzufin. What exactly are you doing that whole time? I mean, Tosis also had the question, what are you doing the whole time? And it's Taylor, what are you doing the whole time?
But none of Tosis's answers can work for Rashi. There's no Shachasti because there's no Krah.
Right.
And there's nothing growing, so you can't be Null. Then Null the Gather only works if there's something growing. So if there's no Krah there, none of Tosis's answers work for Rashi.
So Somi explains why the Gimel Chadash, when you're doing the Gimel Chadash, you're not in the Zoriah. Tosis doesn't explain that whole 12-year gap, 12-month gap. Lechora, if there's a Zriya and Katsira, I assume it's a Zriya to Katsira. in that middle.
Right, the question is, what happens between that? That's right. Whatever is between the Zri and the Gzira, that's probably not a problem. That's growing for me. But the question is, what happens between the Gzira in the middle year, which is happening in Nissan, and the Zri that's happening after Rosh Hashanah? So So what's the guy doing? You know, he's not going to Marish HaKol. Like, what's exactly is he doing to be called Ritzufin? And Rashi says you have to do Ritzufin. Otherwise, he says Gimel Chadoshim, Gimel Chadoshim. You have to do Ritzufin. So what's exactly how do you do the Ritzufin? And that's a kasha anyway. It's not even a kasha. That's not a kasha that I'm. That's a kasha Stamaze. The Rashbam says Beferish. You can't do three months then take a vacation. Because you need Ritzufin. So that already was says in the Rashi, there's also a Rambam to that. You need Ritzufin. The 18 months have to be Ritzufin. So what exactly you do between the Tzira and Nissen and the Zriya, in Tais is less of a problem because in Tais is going from Nissen to Nissen. So is there a your Kaitzer with Shakas and whatever else you're doing, the Gimel Chadoshim before Nissen, right after Nissen, let's say you're Zerea again, you Kaitzer the next Nissen, and then right after Nissen, you're Zerea again. So it could be, if you Tais is, between the Zriya, that's the problem with the 3 months themselves at the end, what are you doing? But the Fetisis, maybe it's not, you're maybe actually busy the whole year through. But
could that be for the Rashbam as well? Has Rashbam never said?
Right, Rashbam never said. So it could be, we don't know when his Rosh Hashanah is even. But in Rashi, it's how do you have it Sufin if you're Zareya going from Tishrei to Tishrei? So the guy is planting the last year, he's planting after Tishrei. Presumably, he didn't harvest right before Tishrei. He harvested Nissan time. What happened between the harvest in Nissan of the middle year and the planting in the last year? Right. It's not a kasha my vote. It's a kasha stamazay. Lufi Rashi, what is that? I don't know, maybe he does sharavay this, and maybe Lufi Rashi, that's good enough. Maybe enough. It's enough to do, like the Rashba says. The Rashba says you do, besides the main thing is the achila. The Rashba doesn't think the Zriya could be the main thing. That's a Rashi's chiddush. It's a rei lechel, that could be mamish, the maisa chazok, the Zriya itself. Tosfos also has that. The Zri itself could be the Maisa Chazon. But the Rashba says you have to do something the whole time. So he says you're, and Lefi Rovid, you need 36 months. What are you doing the whole 36 months? So the Rashba says you're Maske, you're Menachesh. So maybe in Rashi too.
Even though there's no Tzir at the end? That's even more Mechadish than the
Rashba. Oh, you mean it's very...
The Rashba links it with the Achila that comes at the end.
Rashi Zri is enough. Yeah, that's the Chiddush Rashi. Zerei Alechel. The Zri is enough to trigger Mechadish. I don't think Rashi would say that about Menachesh. But the Zriya, Rashi learned in the Mishnah, the Zriya and Tzira are a trigger of Mecha, because it's Zereya Lecho Prios L'shana. But what are you doing in the field? Well, yeah, you can find other things to do in the field. You spread manure or whatever.
I could have gotten lost in the
Chedron
a little bit, but isn't there a Mefurish Gemara that says even Shalob is Mana, you can plant and be cooked there in 3 months? That's what
Tosfos
was thinking in the beginning,
no? From Rosh Hashanah.
He says it's talking about Rosh Hashanah, it's talking about Sukkot. And
Taisha says that you could. Taisha says it's
theoretically. And Kotzer. Right. In 3 months. I mean, less than 3 months.
Yeah, but it's not the normal time. The normal time isn't this an Ein Zman, not this an
Ein Zman. I'm saying it's a Rashi, not such a Chesh. It can be Zerah and Kotzer in 3 months.
Yeah, Nechrami, I'm not saying. But number one. But Rashi keeps avoiding talking about Tzira. He only talks about he only talks about Tzira. The Diyukim in Rashi are A, that he only talks about Tzira consistently. B, when he talks about what this guy is doing unusual, he says, Yesh, you know, he apologizes for this guy that he's doing something unusual. He says, Yesh amim marim lizroya gimel chadoshim kaidim Rosh Hashanah. He should say something more unusual, that he's been kaitzer kaidim Rosh Hashanah. That's more the chayra. That's more unusual to be kaitzer kaidim Rosh Hashanah. The ain zman and this and abov. Chag haKotzer is not sukkas. Chag haKotzer is shavuos. And so that's diuk number two. And diuk number three is why diuk number three is that Rashi talked about Tishrei. Didn't talk about Nissan. The guy's being Zerei of a Kaitzer, I think the Baal Avatar Shechel is, if he's being Zerei of a Kaitzer, it's probably in the spring. Maybe it's not so Muchach. Taisus, Whereas if you make it in Tishrei, then he's doing only one unusual thing. We want to minimize what this guy's doing that's weird. So if you make it in, if you make the Rosh Hashanah revolve around Nissan, see, in Taishas that he's been Zerei Avakaitzer, it's much less weird if it's happening in the springtime. He's Zerei Avakaitzer, he's Zerei Avakaitzer, the Kotzer is in Nissan, begins in Nissan. So he's Zerei Avakaitzer, Gimel Chadoshim before Nissan, Gimel Chadoshim after Nissan. In Rashi holds that all he's doing is being Zereya. So it's much less, the minimum unusualness about this guy's procedure is if you imagine it from Tishrei to Tishrei. So the only thing that this guy's doing unusual, everything else he's doing mamash normal. The normal thing is to be Zereya after Rosh Hashanah and be Kaiser in Nissan. This guy, in all 3 years, the only thing he's doing that's different than what everybody else does is just one thing, that the first year he planted 3 months early. Everything else he did normal. And that's because Rashi chose the starting place as Tishrei. And that's the way I'm learning, that it's only the Zeriah. The Zeriah is happening normally. Whereas if Rashi would have chosen Nissan, then this guy's doing a lot of strange things. He's being Zeriah Gim Chadoshim before Nissan. He's supposed to be Zeriah after Rosh Hashanah. He's being Kaiser. But the way Rashi learns, if you're going from Nissan to Nissan, then I would have to make it that he's being Zereya, the first year he's being Zereya, Gimel Chadoshim Kaidim Nissen. That's weird. That's very late. Then, okay, he's Kaiser after Nissen sometime. And then the last year, he's Zereya after Nissen. Also weird, after Nissen. People Zereya after Tishrei, not. See, like 6 months early. So it's much, it minimizes the strangeness of his behavior if you go from Tishrei to Tishrei. Then he's still doing one thing, he's planting 3 months early. That's the only thing that he's doing strange. Everything else he does be Tubas Manu. So I think that's why Rashi instantiated in Tishrei. But it only works the way I'm learning that he's only been Zerei, he's not been Kaitzer. If all he's doing the first year is being Zerei, then it's Gevaldik why Rashi chose Tishrei. Because then it makes this guy almost a normal guy. He's doing one thing different, he's planting early. And I think planting early is not so strange as being Kaitzer early also for that matter. You Kaitzer when it's right. To plant with some of this flexibility in when you plant. Plant before Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah, ain't then it's mine, it's in this. And so most people plant after Rosh Hashanah. This guy planted three months early. Okay, Mishka Fela. Okay, I don't think that's so strange. So that's where Rashi talks about Tishrei. But it's only because I think there's so many things here in Rashi that are screaming that he's only the first year he's only been Zerei. And that's what Rashi stresses. Ein lecha adam harayas chaveroi. I mean just this itself. And the Ksira is the Lechel. What's the Zereya Lechel? It's very clear in the Rashi. The Rashi is telling Zereya is the thing that it's Zereya alone. But since it's Zereya for the purpose of Lechel, Zereya alone is Mechadosh Lechel. I think that's the chat on the Rashi. You see, the Rashbam didn't know this. The Rashbam Lamed Vav says like Taisus. When Taisus Pirsha comes to side, I don't think he's Rashi, maybe he's the Rashbam. I don't know what Taisus had in front of them over here. Okay, let's go back there. This is the next Taisus, Shenyut Ches Chaydish. I'm saying with Farish, it's a Dovim Mechud Shemayit, this is my house. But I think the Lashonis of Rashi are very, very strong. Kachi Balti from Nochem. Rishayim knew how to write. Rishayim knew how to write. If Rashi meant what Taisa says, he could have said so. Let Rashi talk for himself. Okay, Shein Yud Ches Chedesh. Teimo. Vichiminyon Asra Lashmino. What does he have to say? Gimel Chadoshim Rishayin, Gimel Chadoshim Rechayin, Shnei Mesir Chaydish Vemser. Harei Yud Ches Chaydish. I can't have. B'chei Agad Neporach, B'kama Duchti. The Gemara has this question in many places. The Lekal Ameima Diritzufa Nasa Lashminin. Taisa says, maybe you could say a teretz, that Shein Yud Ches Chaydish come and tell me that the Gimel Bar Rishayin, the Gimel Bar Chayin, and the Yud Beis Vemser have to be connected. Otherwise, maybe you could have, they don't have to be contiguous. You could have Gimel Chadoshim Rishayin, and then take a break, then you get base. So it's no, Shein Yud Ches Chaydish, it has to be contiguous. So maybe that's why it says Shein Yud Ches Chaydish, tell me the dinner of Ritzufim. So he said, how could that be? Dimkei Maikam Ashman of Huna. So then why do I need a separate member of Huna? Gemara later on, Huna said a member, the Gimel Chadoshim have to be Ritzufim. What's Huna's Chaydish? It says already in Mishnah. In fact, the Gemara itself asks, doesn't it say in the Mishnah, Miyayim L'yayim, doesn't Miyayim L'yayim mean Ritzufin? The Gemara says, no, Miyayim L'yayim doesn't have to mean Ritzufin, so there's a Chiddush. The Gemara itself says, everyone is saying something that does not say in the Mishnah. So if it says, if Shehen Yiduch Chiddush was coming to tell me, didn't Ritzufin, so what does the Gemara want? The Gemara Mashim Nasnis Lehavi Shemin, or Tais himself points out, the Gemara Mashim Nasnis Lehavi Shemin in the Binir Tzufin. You laugh Dashmin Rav Huna. The Gemara itself says that Rav Huna, the Gemara itself grapples that Rav Huna is not implicit to the Mishnah, because Miyayim Liyayim doesn't necessarily mean Ritzufin. Forget Miyayim Liyayim Shem, Yutz Chayish means Ritzufin. So Tais remains with the Kash. I just want to point out, Tais's Kash is just from the Diyuk. What's the, at the end of the day, Tais's Kash is just, why did it have to say Shein Yudchis Chedesh? It can't mean Ritzufin, because then that wouldn't be room for Ritzufin. So Yehen Shein Yudchis Chedesh must not be for Ritzufin, it must be for something else. And what is that something else? Tosfos blames by Akash. Lefi the Rashbam, we could ask a much stronger Akash. The Rashbam that we talked about, the Rashbam says, why do you need Yudchis Chedesh? Why do you need Yudchis Chedesh? Why don't have Gimel Chadoshim Rishayna, Gimel Chadoshim in the middle, Gimel Chadoshim Achrayna, and take a vacation in the middle? So what did the Rashbam answer? Because of Ritzufin. Lefi the Rashbam, Lefi Taisus, the question just the Yitur Loshen. Why did I say Yitur Loshen? Can I add up? 3 plus 12 plus 3. I know why you need 18 months going to Taisus. You need 18 months because you need 18 months because you need an Achil Chashuv of Ensa, or because Bechal, you have to do everything with Yitur Bismano. You can't do things Shaloi Bismano, so the Ksir always has to be in Nissen. So Taisus holds the Metzias of Adi, you need to have 18 months. Taisus is not bothered by the Din. The din of Adar requires 18 months. You're just bothered by the Loshen, by the Yitur Loshen. We can add it up on our own. 3 plus 3 plus 12, we know. We know. Even the lake with it, everybody knows. 3 plus 3 plus 12 is 18. Lakewood these days is full of very successful businessmen. They know how to add very well. So the Fidei Rashbam, the question is much bigger. The question, the din itself of Yitzchak Chaydish is based on Ritzufin. If not for Ritzufin, you wouldn't need Yitzchak Chaydish. You could do Gimel Chadoshim, take a break, Gimel Chadoshim, take a break, and so says the Rashbam, the whole reason why you need 18 months is only because of the din of Ritzufin. So for the Mishnah, it's Mukhuk, the din of Ritzufin. What's your opponent's finish? When we get to the Sugi Ritzufin, we'd have to think about now we're not a kuf to do it. But the Rashbam is Mamish Zoyek Adon Shemayim. That's a minor question. Fidei Rashbam, it's a major problem. Okay, before we start the Gemara, a couple of things I wanted to talk through. We talked at the beginning about two things. We talked about fundamental things. We talked at the very, very beginning of this month, which wasn't so long ago, I guess. We talked about two fundamental questions. Number one, why do you need Gimel Shonim altogether to be Maitzi from Amar HaKama? Why can't the Tzvist itself be Maitzi from Amar HaKama al derech by Metaltlin? By Metaltlin, you don't need Gimel Shonim. If you're holding a shirt, we say a chazaka, we assume that the fact that you're holding the shirt is a hechokha, that it's your shirt, even if there's Amar HaKama. He's a Marakama. It says on the label, Charles Truitt or something. So he's the Marakama. So how are you machzik in the shirt? But we assume that it's your shirt. You bought it from him. So why how come all of a sudden by Kaki you have to have Gimel Shonim? So we saw in Rishonim, the Rabbi Yoina, the Ritva, they say that by Metaltlin, the Tfisa is Muchachas. By Metaltlin, since the Rabbi Yoina is, since it's a Chazoka, El Achzukin, Ishbekas, Musulay, Machzikinon, so the fact that you're holding the shirt is a right that it's your shirt. It's not a stolen shirt. By Kaka, it's not true. By Kaka, anybody could just waltz in. So by Kaka, the Tfisa is not Muchachas. The Rashbam and Daf Membeis, we saw it's a different word. The Rashbam was a Membeis. The Rashbam said, really, the Tfisa should be Mechachas by Karka too. The Rashbam was Mashma, but there's a race of Ach Vishtorch. Right? The Rashbam is a Mechsoya by itself. But the mainstream sheet that we saw in Rishayim is that by Metaltlin you have a Tfisa Mechachas by Karka. By Metaltlin, to use the language of the Ritual, by Metaltlin, the Tfisa is Mechachas. The Tfisa is Eichacha. So the Tfisa is Maitzi from the Marakam. It's a proof. The fact that I'm holding it is a proof. It's Maitzi from the Marakam. And the Emes, by those Metaltlin with the Tfisa not Muchachas, like Gaidris, and Ramasuim Lahashul Lahaskir, then in Chanami, then the Marakam can take it away from me. Because my Tfisa is not Muchachas, not Maitzi from the Marakam. By Karka, the Tfisa is Be'etzen not Muchachas. For 1 year for sure, and even after 1 year, So you need the Gimel Shana to be have to have a tfisa muchach. That was number one. And then we talked about another issue, which is, let's say there's no, you're not being Maitzi from a Marakama. You just want to become a Marakama when there's nobody else, there's no Marakama. You just show up and you're holding something. What do you need to be the Marakama? In the absence of a prior Marakama, what do you need to become the Muxuf? That then later, if somebody grabs it away from you, you could take it away from them. What? Right, so he said, so that, the Rishonim say, by Metaltalin, we know Tvisa is Muchachas. But even by Goydris, where the Tvisa is not Muchachas, by Metaltalin, and the fact that you're holding it makes you into a Marakama, presumably. The first Mishnah Mamasiya, Shnayim Rechman Agavi Behemoth, Behemoth is Goydris, not a Tvisa Muchachas. But we look at them both as being Muchsokim. Rishonim say they're both Muchsokim. So only the Tvisa makes you. And the Baikarka, we say, what do you need by Karka to become a Marakama when there's no prior Marakama before you? You just show up and you just want to. What do you need to establish yourself as a Marakama? That later on, other people are going to need Gimel Shalom to take it away from you. The Torah's Lashon is Dir Shachas, and the Rebbe Yoyim and Ritva have a Lashon of Dar B'Chad Yoyim. I wasn't sure if Chad Yoyim and Shachas are the same thing or not. What's the shot in that? So either because to become a Marakama in the absence of anybody else, maybe you don't need Oichach. You don't need a Tfisa Muchachas. And then I was clarifying, maybe you need Oichach Ktsas. Like otherwise, why do you need Chad Yoyim? What's the Dar B'Chad Yoyim? What's Maisif the Dar B'Chad Yoyim? So I thought maybe by Metaltalin, could be you become a Muchachas just with the Tfisa itself. By Karka, you need Dar B'Chad Yoyim to have Oichach Ktsas to make you into a Muchachas. Yeah, we were a little bit misupik exactly how it works. By metaltalin, how does it work by metaltalin? You become a muksik right away. In the absence of anybody before you. Shnayim reichman al gavi behema. Two people show up holding a behema, we say they're both muksokim. There's no prior marakama. But it's gaydris. But they become muksokim. So here's the pshat, because you don't need a yichach at all. The tefis itself makes you into a marakama. Or here's the pshat that no, you need a yichach ksas. Because we had a Ramban, that the Ramban says in the Sugya of Goydris, that by Goydris, the Tfis is a Yechoch Ktsas. By Avodim, it's not a Yechoch at all, but by Goydris, it's a Yechoch Ktsas. So I wasn't sure. And then I thought, if you say that you need a Yechoch Ktsas, then I understand the din of Darba Chad Yoyim. That what Darba Chad Yoyim accomplishes is that it gives me a Yechoch Ktsas. And I thought, maybe Mamatatman, where you mamish have a Tfis, you don't need a Yechoch Ktsas, but Bekarka, where the Metzias of Tfis is tenuous. So maybe there you need a Yechoch Ktsas, so you need Darba Chad Yoyim. And that's all the rate that we talked about. So I want to read to you a Rambam, because it's Rabbi Zalman's Vedayah, that the Rambam has a different sheet than this. And we should note, Mr. Zalman will be looking at other Rambams, so we should know what he holds. The Rambam being at the beginning of Perek Yudal, Tain of Nitin. I imagine that Oiz Vahadu Gomorrah, so it must be in the back. But, you know, the Oiz Vahadu Gomorrah, they have all the Rambams that are in the Ein Mishpach. All the rabbis that are relevant to the Masechta. Somebody once put out a sefer. A fellow put out a sefer. A rabbi put out a sefer. A set of svarim. Kol mikrois shebetalmud bavli. And every Masechta, he has all the psukim in that Masechta. So you can buy. He has a Masechta's brachas. All the psukim in Masechta's brachas. A book. Brachas on the spine. I forget the name of the sefer. For brachas, there's all the psukim. And then you have another book on Shabbos. You have all the psukim. It takes up like a whole bookshelf. What?
Save from
in the Oiz Vahadur has in the back of the Gemara. Yeah, but he published like as a separate set, so you could have on your bookshelf like a whole shelf of kol mikrois for each masech. So you know, talk about the. He said it's for people who don't want to waste money on the extra psukim. Anyway, so the Ram says, "Kol hakakoyis hayiduos lebaleim, afal pi shem at the tachas." Again, "Kol hakakoyis hayiduos lebaleim," that we know who they belong to. Afal pi shem at the tachas yadachem, even though now somebody else is holding on to them. Areim becheskes baleim, they remain the marakamas. Ketzad Reuven shalim mishamish bechotz shekederech shaham mishamish mechatz shisayim. Darbo maskiru lachem ubayne v'sayse. Reuven was mishtamish in his chotzer like everybody else. He's darba, maskira, bainer, v'seiser. He does. He's mishtamish like a bainer. V'achar zman, bo shem revetom alavom alavom chotzer zu shetachas yodcha sheliu uschuri biyodcha yishulo. And now comes a guy, Shimon, he's the Marakam over here, and he says, it's not yours. Ve'yishivi Reuven, shalcho ha'yisu v'yato mechartali, o'yinosatali v'matona. And Reuven is the machzik, says, you sold it to me. Im ein edim l'shimon, shoyse yidu aloi, if Shimon doesn't have any edim, Shimon has no edim to make himself into the Marakam, so nishbe Reuven heses v'yamidim kaimai. Avom hevi Shimon edim, but if Shimon can bring Edim that the Chotzer originally belonged to him, and then he says, that's only if he doesn't have a Cheskes Gimel Shonim, but if he has Cheskes Gimel Shonim, then he goes on and tells me about Cheskes Gimel Shonim. So the Rambam is describing Shimon, a Marakama. You have Reuven. Reuven is sitting in the field. He's doing all in Yoni. He's being machzik in the field, but not for 3 years yet. And Shimon, the Marakama, shows up and says, "I'm the Marakama. I want to take it away from you." So, what does Shimon have to do to establish himself as a Marakama? So the Rambam says he has to have edim shishalei. Yesh edim l'Shimon shayisa yedulei. That's l'Shimon. Ein edim l'Shimon shayisa yedulei. Then he's not a Marakama. But in Havi Shimon Eidim Shechotzuzu Shaloi Hoysa, so then he's a Marakama, and a Marakama is Mais. So it's a little bit sus in the Rambam. What exactly does this mean? Eidim, that the Karka was Yidu, Tulashayim, he says Yidu Aloi. Either he does not have Eidim, the Karka was Yidu Aloi, or he has Eidim, that the Karka was Shechotzuzu Shaloi Hoysa. One thing for sure it doesn't seem to say in Rambam is Darba Chadyim. If the Torah was writing this Rambam, I would imagine the Torah would write, "Im yesh l'shimon edim, shayador b'chotzuzu yoyim echod, kaidim shabu shechzik b'ruvein." So he becomes the Marakam, and he's ma'isi from Reuven. The Rambam doesn't say it doesn't. If that's what the Rambam thought, all Shimon has to prove is that he was dar b'chad yoyim. That's a far cry. That's much less than edim shehoisa yedu aloi, shehoisa shaloi edim shechotzuzu shaloi hoisa, shehoisa yedu aloi. This is Amos Medayik and Rambam, that the Rambam holds it's not enough to be Darba Chad Yoyim. You want to become a Marakama, you want to establish yourself as a Marakama, you need Edim that is Shalot. So what does it mean, Edim Shi Shalot? How Edim going to prove that it's yours? Stun the Edim, you have to bring Edim that, what are they going to be made? And they're going to have to be made all the way back to Yeshua Ben Nun. What are they going to be made? Some of them will be made that maybe you were there for 3 years. Or they'll be made that you yourself bought it from somebody from an earlier Marakama. Of course, how do we know that earlier Marakama was really a Marakama? So I don't know how that would exactly work. Maybe somebody that we know independently was the Bailam. Akapanim, Rabbi Zalman's Medayik and Rama, do you need to bring a Raya Gemura to be a Marakama? Darba Chadyim is not enough. You want to become a Marakama, you need a Raya Gemura that is Shulah. The Shimon has to bring Edim. Edim is the biggest, is a Raya Gemur. He has to bring Edim that the Chotzer was Shulah. The Rambam leaves it to our imagination to figure out what is Edim exactly going to say to establish that the Chotzer was Shulah. So I don't know, either they'll establish that he auctioned it, they'll establish that he bought it from somebody that we know indisputably was the Ur owner of the field, or maybe Edim that he was Machzik Gimel Shonim. That's also right. If you're Chesed Gimel Shonim, is it right? Kach. It's clearly mashed from the Rambam that you have to. The Rambam doesn't have this notion of darba chad yoyim. So that's first of all clapping the issue of how do you become a Marakama. It's mashed from the Rambam. He does not have this chiddush of the. He doesn't have this chiddush. You can become a Marakama with darba chad yoyim. Why not? I mean, why is it different than Gaidrus? Gaidrus, you could become a Marakama. Shnayim reichon el gabei behemah. Fine, I understand by Kaka the Tvisa is not Mukhachas. By Gaidus the Tvisa is also not Mukhachas. But you could become a Marakama just with Shnayim Reichman al Gabi Behemah. You show up with the Behemah and then you're the Marakama. Even though the Tvisa is not Mukhachas. So how come by Kaka the Rambam holds, and the Rebbeinu Yonah, the whole Kaka is basically the same thing. Why is Rambam holding? You need a Raya Gemur to be Machzik in Kaka. So echad mina shnayim. Either the Rambam holds that you need three success. You need hechachas ksas. Like we said before, maybe goydus is muchach ksas. You need a tfisa that's muchachas ksas to become barakama. And maybe the Rambam holds that by karka there's no tfisa muchachas ksas, even if it's darba chadion. He doesn't have the darba chadion as hechachas ksas. The goy but a raya from the gemara, we didn't understand what the raya from the gemara is altogether. So, maybe the Rambam just holds. Right, the Gemara, the Goyim put a raya to Darba Chad Yoyma from a Gemara that seems to have nothing to do with the case about Taninon. In order to be Taninon Lulakeach, the Meicher Levi's in the field, he says he bought it from Shimon, and now the Reuven the Murakama shows up. So if you have Aiden, the Shimon was there Chad Yoyma, then we're Taninon for Levi. So the Goyim said, oh, you see that notion of Darba Chad Yoyma. So he said, what did the Goyim see in that Gemara? Like, what does that have to do with Chal? The Levi has a chazok, the child should be tied of him. And if Shimon wasn't Darba Chad Yoyma, so the Rishayim say that it's Mechzik Shikra. What does that have to do? So he said, Pshat in the Goyim. You see that Darba Chad Yoyma makes a chachlik sas. I don't know, maybe the Rambam holds a different Pshat in that Gemara about Darba Chad Yoyma. Why you need Darba Chad Yoyma for Tanino? Maybe also Darba Chad Yoyma is not a chachlik sas. That's possibility number one. Or possibility number two, maybe Yosekar, the Elab Pshat, is that the Rambam holds that even that hechachas ksas is not good, only works if you have a tfisa. And by karka, there's no mitzvah of tfisa. I mean, maybe it's time, there's no, we talked about this possibility. Maybe by karka, there's no mitzvah of tfisa at all. So darba chayim is not going to help. Darba chayim, hechachas ksas helps by metalkling, we have a tfisa. But the tfisa is not muchachas. So, but to become a marakama, you could have a tfisa helps. Maybe because it's a chachitzas, or maybe because you don't need a chachitzas to become a marakama. But the bedrock is you had a tfisa. It was by goydris you can become a marakama without, you can become a marakama even by goydris, just by riding on the behemoth. But there, because it's your tefis in the behemoth. So your tefis in the behemoth, you become a marakama. With a chachitzas, without a chachitzas, you know, we're not sure. But by maybe there are most, by karka, there's no metzias at tfisa. Without a metzias at tfisa, then a chachitzas is altogether nothing. It's like I have a chokh ksas that the Empire State Building belongs to me. I don't become the Marakam in the Empire State Building. Without a tfisa, it doesn't start. You know. So that's number one. The Deacon Ram is very strong. There's no mention around anything about Darba Chad Yoyma. The Ram is a mashma. In order to become a Marakam, you need Eidim Shehi Shalom. That's an important idea. From the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Ksuvus, somebody comes and he says, Sodazu, somebody comes and says, a guy's in the field, and the Murakama shows up, says, what are you doing in my field? So he says, you sold it to me. He doesn't have a chazak. So the Mishnah says, if the Marakama can prove that he's a Marakama, then the Machzik loses because he doesn't have Chesed Gimel Shana. But if the Machzik can't prove that he's the Marakama, it's just that the Machzik is mighty that he's the Marakama. Then he wins because he has a Migoy that he could have said that it was never yours. We can move it. Let's say Reuven's the Marakama, Shimon is Machzik in the field. But Reuven has no proof that he's a Marakama at all. We don't know that he's a Marakama. But Shimon, the Machzik, is mighty that Reuven is the Marakama. And Shimon, the Machzik says, yes, you're right. So the Zushal of Ichoiso, but I bought it from him. So Migoy, that he could have denied that Reuven is the Marakama outright and said, this field was always mine. And then he would have won. So the Mela, he has a Migoy. So mainly he's never to say that it was yours, but I bought it. The Chayyur defeated Rambam. If the guy would say this Shimon, he doesn't have a chazak, right? He's not there for 3 years. He doesn't have a chazak. If the Machzik would say that this field was never yours, you're not the Marakama. It was mine. It was always mine. He would not become the Marakama, because to become the Marakama, you have to have 3 years, or Eidim, or something. You need Eidim Shishalim. You won't become a Marakama. If anybody else will come in and be Machzik in the karka, Shimon's going to lose the karka. So why does he have anything? What would it help Shimon to say? What would it have helped Shimon to say that it was never that it was mine? It was always mine. That will. There's no tefisin kaka. That's not going to make you into a marakama. You need Aiden. Just being in the field is nothing. So where's the miga? Shimon wins. Why does Shimon win? Shimon wins miga that he could have said that this field was always mine. So he can say I bought it from you. If a guy's in the field and he says it was always mine, but he can't prove that it's his, he's not a marakama. There's no tefisin. So what would he have? He would just be a. I mean, I suppose Reuben couldn't take it away from him because Reuben doesn't have any proof either, but Shimon himself is not going to have any status either. There's no tefis and kaka. And what's Lefila Rama, what's that going to do? A guy sits in the field, he says, this field was mine. This field is always mine, it's my field, but nobody, he can't prove it, he has no Edom, he has no Chazok, he has nothing. He's just sitting in the field. So Lefila, the whole world, Lefila, the Rishonim, Abadi is a Marakama. You're sitting in the field, nobody has any proof, nobody can prove that they're a Marakama prior to you. You're the guy in the field, you're Musik in the field, that's Darba Chadyayim. Lufanenu, you're Darba Chadyayim. We saw you being Darba Chadyayim. So how do you become a Marakama? But the feed the Rambam, the Darba Chadyayim, doesn't make him into a Marakama. So a guy is sitting in a field for the last year, and he says that this field was, I bought this field, we have no, or this field was always mine, but we never, we don't know anything about it. I don't know exactly how this happens, but guy sitting in a field, was never a Jewish neighbor before we moved in. The guy's living in the field. He doesn't have Cheskim Lashonim, but he says that it's his field. So Lefila Rama, what's his status? Is he a Marakama? Is he a Muchsuk? Can we throw him out? Like Lefila Lachaira, where versus Amun reads the Rama. It sounds like there's no Tfisa by Karku. If you don't have Edom Shishaloi, then you're not a Marakama, then you're nothing. So somebody else can come and throw him out and say, I'm the Muchsuk. I don't know. Is it like that? This lower level. You're not a Marakama, but we can't throw you out. You're not a Marakama to be Meitzi from somebody else's Muxuk, but who's there for a year. But to throw you out, maybe we can't do. I don't know. It's like a very amorphous, there's a big uncertainty here. Again, Rav Zalman's Medayek and Rambam. What's the case in the Rambam? The case in the Rambam is we have a guy in the field, but not for 3 years. We have a guy in the field for a year. And now Shimon shows up, he's the Marakama. Shimon claims he's the Marakama. So the Rambam says to be a Marakama, to be Meitzi, a guy who's in your field. The guy who's in the field doesn't have it. He's only there for a year. He doesn't have Chesed Gimel Shana. So Shimon comes and says, I'm the Marakama, I want to throw you out. So other Shanim say it's enough for Shimon to prove that he was there for Chadim. That will make him into the Marakama. The Rambam says, no, Shimon has to prove that he has to bring Edom. So it means without Edom, you don't become a Marakama. Now, what about in a simple case? There's no Reuben and Shimon. There's just one guy. And he's sitting in a field for less than a year, and he says that it's his field. So what's his status? That's for sure. That a year from now, if somebody else will be in the field, he will not be able to come along and throw that guy out. That's the Rama. He doesn't have Edom Shishaloi. He's not a Marakami. He doesn't become a Marakami. He can't go later and throw out other people who are trying to be Maxic in the field. But right now, he's sitting in the field. Can we throw him out? Can somebody just come along and throw him out and take over and say, well, you're not a Muxuk, so I'm throwing you out. Kol Dolam Glad. Like, what if somebody else comes along and says, no, it's my field? So what do we say? Do we say Kol Dolam Glad? Maybe that's the din. L'chor, l'fidh Ram. That's the Musechel. L'chor, that's how it should come out, l'fidh Ram. If, where Rav Zalman is Medayek on the Rama, to become a Marakam, you have to have Eitan. And we're explaining, because by Karka, there's no such thing as Tvisa. There's no Metzias of Tvisa by Karka. If you have Eitan, then you're a Muxuk. If you don't have Eitan, you're nothing. You're just a guy sitting in the field. It's nothing. So what would be the din? A guy sitting in the field, Reuben is sitting in the field, and now Shimon comes along and says, it's my field. And not Reuben has Edom, not Shimon has Edom, nobody has Chazaka, nobody has Raya, nobody has anything. Reuben's in the field, Shimon comes along and says, it's my field. So L'chaira, the din should be that according to the Rambam, it's called Olam Lach. Because neither Reuben nor Shimon has Edom. Neither Reuben nor Shimon has anything. So nobody's a Marakama, so nobody's a Muxik, so it's called Olam Lach. But then it's hard for me to understand the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if somebody's in a field and somebody else comes along and says, I'm the Marakama, so Shimon, so he wins. So even though he's murdered at the guy's the Marakama, he says, yes, you're right, but I bought it from him, so he's Neman the Migoy, that he could have said that it was, he keeps the field with the Migoy, that he could have said it was Shuli Hoysa Me'olam. But the Chara, if he would have said Shuli Hoysa Me'olam, then it would be called Olam Gvar. Because in Karka there's no Tfisa.
Why is this only a question on the Rambam? Don't the other Rishonim also need Edom? Even if it's
just... Yeah, but Edom for
But if you don't have Edom at all, this case is, he's saying...
No, no, in the case of the Mishnah, he has Edom for Chad Yoyma. He's befaneinu, he's... We see him there for Chad Yoyma. Guy's there, not for 3 years, but he's certainly there for Chad Yoyma. And then somebody comes along and says, I'm the Marakama. And he says, yes, you're right, you're the Marakama, but I bought it from you. So I didn't have to say that you're the Marakama. I could have said that this is my field, and I'm Darba Chad Yoyma. Lefaneinu, he's Darba Chad Yoyma. But to feel around being Darba Chad Yoyma doesn't give you anything. Because in Kaka there's no Tfisa. So if that's true, if we take that to its logical conclusion, so it comes out that if I'm sitting in a piece of karka and somebody else comes along and says, no, it's mine, so the thing will be called olavar, because I'm no more muchzik than he is. And l'chor, that's very sure in that Mishnah, because so then in that Mishnah, where's your miga? Why do you win? The din should be called, that's clear in the Mishnah, the din is not called olavar. The din is usually you win the din Torah. Why do you win the din Torah? It should be called olavar. So we'll have to see later on. I think we'll, but I'm leaving it right now as a question. Yeah.
Can you say mostly Mechmeru Al-Raya, since you were there first, and they both don't have a claim, the first guy, the second guy can't just pick up the first guy, and that's the Migo?
The problem is that if there's no such thing as Tfisa by Karaka, then where's the Maitz Mechaber?
That he's there, and the guy's trying to pick him up.
So I guess we would have to say that there's like some kind of intermediate thing, that you're toughest enough that HaMaitz Mechaber Al-Raya, but you're not toughest enough to become a muchzuk to be mitzi from a subsequent person who tries to squat there. So you're not a marakama to be mitzi from future people who are trying to be machzid. But you get enough that it's called a mitzi mechaber olav harai. Ulai, maybe that's what we have to say. Yeah.
Can we say that's more mechazkas gof and that as opposed to chazkas mamam? The status quo in reality right now is that he's there, so even though he doesn't have a legitimate tfisa or a chazaka that he possesses it, we have like the halakha principle of inertia is going to maintain that he's the owner.
But even inertia has to have a starting point, so we'll still have to say this nekuda, and then I don't know if we need the chazkim. We'll still have to say that he's a tofus. That even the kakla is a tfisa, not enough tfisa to make you into a marakama. I mean, maybe we could set it off like this. We could say by karka there is tefisa, but it's not muchachas at all. So therefore, to make you hamaytzim chaverel of haraya, there's enough tefisa that you hamaytzim chaverel of haraya. You don't get the inertia principle because you cannot be maitzi from a future person. If you have the inertia of the cheses that go up, then you can be maitzi from somebody else also. So, but we could say maybe that would be a pesach. We could say, but even by karka there's tefisa, but it's einu muchachas klal, and a tefisa that's einu muchachas klal is enough. That somebody can't, who comes along, wants to be made to you, will say, I'm going to make a veil of a raya. But it's not enough that we should make you into a marakama to then be able to be made to you from some other tafas in the future. Maybe that would be a mahalach and rab. Okay. Okay, there's one other thing I wanted to mention. I'll just flag for you. I don't have a terrace for it, so I'm just going to mention the problem. There's a Rashba here. There's the second Rashba on the Mishnah. The Diva Rasklov is Bahavodim. The Mishnah says that Avodim, to have chesed, the Mishnah includes Avonim among the Oisim Peiris Todir, and their Chazok is Shkimul Shonim Yom Yom. Ask the Rashba, Kashali, Amai Tona Hocha Avonim. Why is Avonim on the list? The Mashma Davka Mishim Shaisim Peiris Todir, Mishim Shaisim Peiris Cheskos of Yimul Shonim. It's Mashma that Avonim, the reason why the Chazok needs 3 years is because they're Oisim Peiris. But if not for the fact that they're Oisim Peiris, you wouldn't need 3 years. Where am I? What do you mean? The Gaidris ain't them chazaka. So even if there wouldn't be Eisa Peiris Todi, you wouldn't be able to be you wouldn't be able to be Masik Miyad. The Rashba is asking Akasha, it's just a Torah. It's mamish. Doesn't hard to understand what the Rashba is asking. The Rashba seems to understand that the reason why you need Chesed Gimel Shonim, you can't become a Musik Miyad in Karka. It's because it's Oisa Peres Tadr. Or because Oisa Peres, I don't Tadr, because Oisa Peres. because these things are Isopayrus. So therefore, you need 3 years to be Machzik. You can't be Machzik Miyad. Which would be Mashma, that if it would not be Isopayrus, then you can be Machzik Miyad. Right? The Rashba, Avodim, how could you be Machzik Miyad? They're Goydus. I don't even know where to start with this Rashba. What's he talking about? The reason why you can't be Machzik Miyad in Karkas is Isopayrus. We've been busy, we've been talking now, today, at the beginning of the... Why in Karka can't you be Machzik Miyad? So the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Yonah, say because it's not a Tfisa Muchachas. Well, in the Raman, we think this is Amos, in the Raman, maybe there's no Tfisa at all in Karka. So you need Chesed Gimel Shalom, you need the Raya of Chesed Gimel Shalom. It's not a Tfisa Muchachas. But, Lo Shamanim Yoylam, the reason why by Karka they can't be Machzik Miyad is because Isa Peres. That's the reason why Chazok is not Miyad. Because it's Isa Peres, that's why you're not Machzik Miyad. That's what the Rashba seems to understand. The reason why these things are not, they need Gimel Shalom, you're not able to be Machzik Miyad, is because they're Isa Peres. But if they wouldn't be Isa Peres, you could be Machzik Miyad. Well, what do you mean? I bought him as Gleifus. What is the Rashba answer to this strange question? The Rashba answer is that they're Gleifus. Avodim are Gleifus. Can't be Machzik Miyad. But after a year or two, even by Gleifus, you could be Machzik. It's not the derech of the Bayam to leave the sheep around for a year or two, to leave their Eved around for a year or two. So really, Avodim, it's true, it's Gleifus, can't be Machzik Miyad. But after a couple of years, you should be able to be Machzik Avodim despite the fact that they're Gleifus. So the Mishnah tells him, no, since they're Eisei Peres, you need 3 years. It's a mitzvah. I know it's... It doesn't make any sense. Well, what does that mean? Really, you should be machzik in avodim after a year or two, because gaidris, it's chiddush all by itself. That gaidris ain't chazaka means ain't chazaka miyad. But after a year or two, you could be machzik in gaidris. Also, shittim chodeshes, never heard this. The Rashi, after a year or two, you can be machzik in gaidris. But not in things that are isopayrus. So avodim, the isopayrus, that's what you need 3 years. And gaidris are not isopayrus. Gaidris are also isopayrus. Sheep, they're not isopayrus. They also have payrus. Wool, milk. So they also isopayrus. So how come you can be machzik after a year or two? I think avodim are also isopayrus. They do. No, and that's right. Avodim takan need 3 years, but other gaidris are also isopayrus. Sheep, cows, all the other gaidris, they're all isopayrus. So it's mamish the serash, but I don't even know how to begin to look at this Rashba. I don't know what this Rashba is. I know I didn't look at the Rashba with the footnotes. I'm not sure what to make of this Rashba. It's Mitzvah Mitzvah Liyasha. Okay, Mitzvah Shem tomorrow. I want to start the tomorrow.